The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep hiking, and you're gonna crap under.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Bridgewater keeps. Dancing in the backfield. Okwuegbunam's got it. Stays on his feet. Looks for the pylon. Touchdown! A second effort.
Yes!
On fourth down from Albert Okwuegbunam. His second career score.
Fox Sports with the call. Adam Amin, Mark Schlereth on the call. So, best part of Teddy Bridgewater's performance was what?
Just his presence in the pocket, Mike. His ability to step up, his ability to slide, to buy himself and create a window to throw the ball into. And then being calm under pressure when things broke down, being calm and not letting that, you know, create a errant throw or a mistake. I just thought that part of Teddy Bridgewater was tremendous, where he just never, ever one time seemed to be rattled at all. I thought that was the most impressive part.
Also, for me, the way that he was able to disperse the ball. Get
9 different receivers.
Yeah, get everybody some touches. That was one of my concerns with all the talent that they have assembled on offense, which is good, but got a lot of mouths to feed. And hey, a lot of guys that you want to keep happy, and I think he did a very good job of doing that.
And you know what he told me about that? He goes, sometimes when you have this many weapons, he goes, the only way you kind of feed all those weapons, sometimes you just got to feed them with words. Hey, man, I saw you on that route. You did a really good job. You were wide open. The ball didn't come to you. But, you know, he goes, sometimes you just got to feed them with words. Keep them happy with words. And that's part of the maturity. You know, that's part of the maturity, believe it or not, something that simple that you recognize that as a quarterback and you're like, man, I gotta pump this guy up a little bit. I gotta take care of this guy a little bit because he's busting his butt and he hasn't been rewarded as of yet. 9 different receivers touched the ball yesterday from Teddy Bridgewater.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Daniel Jones under pressure right on cue. Von Miller. A loss of 8 and sack number 107 for Miller.
I loved what you said about Vaughn. You introduced to the broadcast what we'd been talking about all throughout camp, that the best thing you can say about Vaughn Miller is he looks like Vaughn Miller. And what a way to start the season is he comes out with 3 tackles for loss, and 2 sacks.
Yeah, I thought it was tremendous off the edge. I mean, just tremendous. And, I mean, Mike, 2 sacks. Now, one was, you know, the tackle just completely blew the snap count, which was ridiculous, but good. I'm glad that happens to you when you don't have any answers. But what I thought from Vaughn was he got chipped, he got harassed every single play. They had a plan. There were a lot of throws that were just, you know, quick stick routes, 5-yard outs, quick drags out of the backfield. I mean, there were things that require 1 second, you know, just 1.1 second before the ball's out. I don't care if you don't block Vaughn, you're not getting there in 1 second. It's impossible. And so I thought Jason Garrett of the Giants did a good job of trying to mitigate that pass rush, trying to slow it down, and yet Vaughn still very impactful in the game. 2 back-to-back drives early in the game. He had that tackle for loss on a running play. Maybe it was an orbit or a jet sweep type of running play where he got hit by 3 dudes and still created a tackle for loss. And then the very next series got the sack when he beat Nate Solder. I thought he was tremendous. I thought he looked like Vaughn. I was really excited to see, you know, to see that performance from him.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Mahomes will step up against it, moving laterally. Now throws it, looking for it. Tyreek Hill makes the catch, burning the defender, peeling back left, 20, 15, 10, 5, and into the end zone, touchdown, Kansas City, 75-yard touchdown.
Man, there's volumes to this team and, like, how much heart and determination that we have.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Got to pay it off.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Hey. is a good song, right?
It does. Puts you kind of,
it's catchy. It puts you in a good mood.
Okay, shame on you, Cleveland Browns, who have now lost 17 straight season openers. How about that?
What?
Statistic. Yeah, 17 straight season opening losses for the Browns. And they had the Chiefs on the ropes at Arrowhead, up 22-10 at the half. And even late in the game, final possession, Baker Mayfield had the ball in his hands. Chance to go downfield. He rolled to his left, got, as in the process of getting tripped up, still tried to force a ball that got picked off. Mahomes and the Chiefs escape. Maybe other than this game, biggest takeaway from the AFC yesterday for you?
That's a great question. Biggest takeaway for
me. Well, you think about it. For me, I'll tell you what it was. Whatever you want to say, I know the demise of the Pittsburgh Steelers has been talked about.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to watch a lot of that game yesterday while D-Mac and I were doing the pregame show here. That defense still has bite. That defense has bite, and they play special teams. Now, there may be a lot of questions about Big Ben. I get it, but it was kind of sobering knowing the Broncos have to go to Pittsburgh. That Steeler defense is still legit.
Yeah, I think that is, 100% for sure. Obviously, what you talked about with the Chiefs coming back and doing that. I'm just going to stick with the game. Not that this is the biggest kind of takeaway, but the game that I called, I looked at, what Miami did, how New England played, looked at this morning, the way the Jets played with their young quarterback. And you know those second-tier potential playoff teams that we talked about, Mike? Those, Miamis of the world? Dude, they're not coming in here. Like, I think the Denver Broncos are going to be a tough out. I just think I've raised my level of expectation another notch after that game against the Giants. I know a lot of you don't understand, because you don't watch the Giants, you don't watch the NFC East, how good that defense, how good and capable that defense is. And to possess the ball, to drive the ball, to play complementary football, to run the ball and be balanced, that's a task. And they did exceptionally well. I just think I've raised them up. I still think they're a wild card team. But I think I've raised them up a little bit in my book of kind of where they sit.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Jameis under center takes it back. Straight back in the pocket. He's looking deep. He's looking for Deontay Harris. He's open. And Deontay makes the catch. See you later, bye. Touchdown, Saints.
Saints Radio. Jameis Winston completed only 14 passes. Five of them went for touchdowns. The lowest passing yard total in NFL history when somebody threw five touchdowns in a game, only 148 yards passing. Doesn't matter. Green Bay gets rolled 38-3. All right, Aaron Rodgers, 15 of 28, 133 yards, no touchdowns, two picks, a quarterback rating of 36.8. He was terrible. Is this a guy who went out and sent a clear message? I don't want to be here. I'm not motivated. I'm not hungry. I am disinterested in playing high-level football for the Green Bay Packers.
Wow. I'm going to say absolutely not. I can't imagine. I can't imagine. Now, maybe it's, maybe it's the lifestyle. Maybe it's the, hanging out with a new fiance and growing man buns and doing all that stuff. But certainly, I mean, he threw two picks in three plays. He had 48 touchdowns and five picks last year. He threw two picks in three throws yesterday. You're going to have to get it together. I can't believe that he would just go out there and do that. But I will say this, it's important. Like the practice, the being out there, the doing those things, even when you're a veteran quarterback, I'll never forget Peyton Manning, who missed a preseason, didn't play well, when he was with Indianapolis, say something to the effect of, I would never disrespect how difficult this game is by acting like I don't need preseason reps. And I think there's a lot of truth in that. And yeah, I think you saw
preseason and offseason.
Yeah.
As he blew off a lot of the offseason as well. That'll
he
do it for the morning.
He blew it all off. Yeah, I mean, he was too busy. He's too busy hiking in Hawaii or whatever it was he was doing.
That'll do it for the morning brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Is James Merrillat even won over by Teddy Bridgewater? We'll find out next.